You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Public transportation is one way to get around. You can also get around on your own two feet. San Jose resident Jake McCluskey went pretty far with that. In fact, he just finished running every street in San Jose, and he learned a little bit about himself along the way, too. Reporter Leslie Griffey joined McCluskey for a tour of some of his highlights.
Up and down every public road in San Jose, dead-ended, paved, or otherwise, Jake McCluskey ran them all.
I think it was officially 2,411 miles. Yeah.
And that was like a year and a month?
It was 15 months, just under 15 months, yeah.
McCluskey got inspired by a friend who ran every road in the East Bay city of Dublin. That struck McCluskey as the kind of goal that could really get him moving. He downloaded a running app and hit the streets. He ran through Little Saigon. He ran through the old Italian neighborhood of Northside. In his quest to cover every street in San Jose, McCluskey even hit the south side of town, where farms dot the landscape.
But I literally came around the corner and just saw these gigantic palm trees that are probably like the most well-maintained trees you'll ever see.
We have entered the tiny neighborhood of Palm Haven, home to many well-maintained palm trees. Its centerpiece is a half-acre park shaped a bit like a guitar pick.
I've never been to Beverly Hills, but I mean, I've seen it on TV. And I mean, it's got the feel. It's got, I mean, it's definitely got that California look. But look at this, they have 356 trees here. Can you imagine living in this neighborhood? It'd be pretty awesome. But look at, every house is unique.
Next, McCluskey wants me to see Calle Willow. It's a business district nearby Palm Haven. Here, the buildings are painted bright pink and blue. A large church is the cultural heart of this mostly Mexican-American business district. Shops flow out into the sidewalk with goods for sale on folding tables. San Jose has a reputation for being boring, but not here.
I've never been to Mexico, but I imagine this is what Mexico to be like. Just super friendly people out about doing business. A little further down, they get the street vendors. This neighborhood, it really just amplifies to me just how welcoming San Jose is. You can be whoever you want to be in San Jose and be around like-minded people, and it's a very open place.
Now we jog through McCluskey's home turf, Japantown. McCluskey lives next door to the popular liquor store where he used to work. It's where everybody got to know him as the craft brew guy. But for years, he barely left the neighborhood. In fact, he rarely left the block, and he wasn't a runner. Most of the marathons and 5Ks in town passed right by his door, but McCluskey didn't join in.
When I first started running 4 years ago, I used to come out here 3 in the morning, embarrassed, didn't want to be seen, and spent a lot of hours out here.
He weighed nearly 400 pounds. While he was bigger, his world was a little smaller.
In the beginning, it was hard for me to even really walk any length. So, I mean, this was right out my front door, basically.
And what did you learn in the process of kind of doing this stretch?
Well, I learned where every crack and crevice is on the sidewalk. But I just got to know my neighbors a little bit better. Just got to know the sights. You know, I was going at a speed where it was nice and slow, and I could, you know, have a little conversation along the way.
We run past sites he knows so well.
We're right in the heart of Japantown. We have the Wesley Church. We have the old Japanese Congress building. And we have the museum coming up.
After he could run Japantown streets, he branched out. McCluskey eventually ran every road in town. And now he wants to take me to the hills.
We are up above Alum Rock Avenue.
We are on the east side, above the city center. San Jose lays in the valley before us. The main drag, Santa Clara Street, runs like an asphalt artery through downtown. McCluskey's Japantown neighborhood is to our right.
Well, that means absolute home to me. I mean, I've lived in San Jose now 18 years. I've lived at the same place. So that'll be absolute home. And that's where I feel like I definitely get the most support. And now that I see it, we have such a beautiful city. We're so lucky to live here.
McCleskey has gained more than a broadened sense of home over the past 15 months. In discovering his city, he's discovered himself.
I learned the owner manual to Jake inside and out, not just physically, but mentally. You know, when you're out running for hours at a time with no distractions, you're really forced to look at yourself. And when I run, I mean, that's my way to connect. That's my way to get around. It just means absolute freedom.
He wants to share what he's discovered with others. He helped found a running club at a downtown Irish bar and became a running coach.
I feel that, you know, I'm here for a reason. You hear people say that we're all here for a reason. And it does sound kind of cliche, and I probably would have thought that was very cliche before all this. But, I mean, I definitely figured out what my reason is. And I think the lucky ones figure out early in life what their reason to be here is for. My mission now is to help anybody that wants to make a lifestyle change. I need to be there. I want to help people as much as I can possibly.
You doing okay? Focus on your breathing. It's all your breathing.
In San Jose, I'm Leslie Griffey for Cross Currents.